and welcome to this week's podcast episode. In today's fast-paced world, where a growing amount of what you see and hear is AI or fake, it's more important than ever to be seen and be heard. So today I'll share with you my own feelings about my voice, why I know I'm not alone in this, how not to let it hold you back, and discuss why speaking for yourself matters. I've always detested the sound of my own voice, and yet speaking is something that is integral in my business, vital for it. I have this podcast, my YouTube channel. I have video-based courses where I'm talking throughout the training. I talk in my Facebook groups, and now I'm tackling audiobooks. Of course, I'm aware there are many people in the world who don't have a voice and can't speak up for themselves, whether that's physically or politically, and this is a whole other kettle of fish for a different day. But for everyone else, especially business owners and content creators, being the voice of your book, course, program, etc., builds that know-like trust factor and shows authenticity, all of which are so important in a world where artificial intelligence can replace a human element or even emulate it. Saying your own words out loud also means that you know where the inflection should go. You know what you were trying to get across when you wrote them. Your voice will speed up and slow down, get louder, and it'll get quieter, all depending on the emotions and purpose behind the written word. As for me, I grew up hating my snotty, nasal voice. And as I got older and I moved around the country more, I picked up elements of different accents along the way, making it sound even more weird as far as I was concerned. And I'm not alone. A study by Mass Eye and Ear, a Harvard teaching hospital, found during a research experiment that 58% of the subjects didn't like listening to their own voices on a recording. So over half. And frankly, I'm surprised it's not much higher than that, because everyone I ask says the same. Often this is because we hear our own internal dialogue inside our heads, and we think our outward speaking voices should be the same. But they're not, and that mismatch leads to confusion and the outward voice seeming alien to us. So we decide we don't like it. Maybe we also have a set idea of how we perceive ourselves, and we worry that our voices will let us down, will give us away, or will make us seem something we're not, or actually are, but don't want them to know that. And honestly, are we just being too critical of ourselves? So how do we get past this? Is the answer hiring a speaking coach? Well, yes, actually, for some people, this is necessary. Look at King George VI, who had a stutter and famously went to Lionel Logue to help him, as depicted in the film The King's Speech. There are definitely techniques and exercises that can help. But for the rest of us, and even after such help if we've gone down that route, the way to overcome this hatred of our own voice is to keep talking. Do the things. Record the podcast. Start the YouTube channel. Go live on social media, or do pre-records, in fact, but do it. Because exposure therapy, keeping doing this thing that makes us feel uncomfortable until it no longer does, is the way to beat it. For those of us in business or who are content creators in one form or another, being heard is essential. Don't let what you sound like when you hear yourself back put you off. Get your message out there, because someone needs to hear it. And that doesn't matter if your voice sounds nasally, has a certain twang or a bit of a lisp. And yes, I am still battling my own vocal demons. Ever since my sales executive days, where I'd be sent on sales conferences and watch coaches up on the stage telling the audience things that I, for the most part, already knew, I've wanted to be able to get up on that stage and help people to grow. So I've enrolled in a speaker boot camp, and I'm looking forward to that. But I know, you know, we all know that the best way for me to achieve this long-held desire is to just get up on the stage in front of those people and speak. Even with my hints of nasal and weird hybrid English accent, which, by the way, sometimes my friends, followers, and subscribers from across the world tell me they love to listen to. Maybe you don't think you have the confidence to get heard. Maybe you're holding yourself back. If so, watch this YouTube video. I filmed it when I was doing a challenge and really felt the need to get this particular message out there. And yes, I am taking my own advice.